T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Cantor, and here are today's top local stories. What will the coronavirus bring today? How much lower could the stock market go? The Dow lost more than 1,100 points yesterday, and the market is off 10% since the scare began.
Now, one thing every person here headed to their job in the exchanges will tell you, it's not one breaking news event about the coronavirus that's hurting the markets. It's uncertainty about what will happen in the future that has investors so shaken. Carrie Leahy of Decision Economics feeling American geography could help.
We are a nation with two major oceans on our borders, and we can shut down much more easily than other economies. And in this kind of world, that may be a good thing, because even though supply chains are big, it isn't necessarily telling me that every part you need to get your job done can't be done at least by the U.S.
In the meantime, buckle up for another stomach-churning day. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds on Wall Street.
So far this morning, the Dow is down just over 1,000 points. Lock it in for Bloomberg Money Watch reports at 26 and 56 minutes past every hour. A New York City resident is being tested for coronavirus. That person just returned from Italy, where there's been an outbreak in the northern part of the country. The health department says this person reported having symptoms, which can include fever, cough, and shortness of breath. Health Commissioner Oxyris Barbeau expects more local people to be tested, since the federal criteria now includes travel to Japan, Italy, Iran, and South Korea. After two children were struck by cars and killed this week in East New York, Brooklyn, local elected officials are trying to make sure that doesn't happen again. They plan to announce some street safety reforms today. Transportation Alternatives Executive Director Danny Harris says it's no coincidence that these kids were killed in a low-income, predominantly black neighborhood. He says communities of color have largely been left out of the mayor's Vision Zero initiative. Last night, a 74-year-old woman was struck by a car in Bayside, Queens. Authorities say she was crossing the street but not in a crosswalk and was hit by a car making a right turn. She's being treated at a hospital for injuries to her face and arm. St. Patrick's Day is still more than a couple of weeks away, but Staten Island is holding its parade this Sunday, and it's a throwback of sorts. LGBTQ groups need to apply to march.
Carol Bullock, the executive director of the Pride Center of Staten Island, dropping off a long letter of application, asking to please let them take part in this great Staten Island tradition. They walked away denied again, not even allowed a meeting for discussion. Bullock says she's emotional.
You walk out and sad, frustrated, some anger probably thrown in there. But I have to tell you, Glenn, that every single day I've opened my laptop and somebody is reaching out saying how appalled they are at this and what can they do to support.
Now, among those boycotting the parade in support of the Pride Center, Borough President Jimmy Otto and DA Mike McMahon. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, here on Forest Avenue in Staten Island.
He was so chill, just a nice guy. That's the assessment of a young Mets fan named Braden, who met slugger Pete Alonso at spring training. In fact, Braden met all the Mets when he got to go into the locker room. And Braden has cystic fibrosis. The team decided to give him a once-in-a-lifetime experience in Port St. Lucie this week. He didn't just hang out in the clubhouse. He suited up and took the lineup card to home plate before the game. A scary incident at a school in East Harlem. A man followed a girl into the building and groped her.
Students arrive here at Isaac Newton Middle School with no incident a day after a man followed a student inside and groped her.
I saw when he was locking him up yesterday.
Derek Amos, who dropped off his daughter, says he's alarmed that the man police identified as 52-year-old Anthony Anderson was allegedly able to get inside.
I don't know how he got in there when their security is very tight. So for him to breach that security, I can't understand it.
Police say a teacher tackled the man and held him until they arrived.
It's good that somebody was thinking and somebody was pretty much on top of it.
The Department of Education says more security has been added. Darius Radzi has 10-10 wins in East Harlem.
A homecoming for two-time heavyweight boxing champ Shannon Briggs, returning to his native Brownsville, Brooklyn. And he tells 10-10 wins he's joined with former boxing great Mike Tyson to open a new gym.
Being from Brownsville, Brooklyn, a very rough neighborhood, there's not much opportunities. I think this gives a lot of options, opportunities for people. I mean, everyone's not going to be a boxer, but some people may become managers or promoters or trainers or even, judges.
Briggs says he's also working with Tyson on a new docu-series.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.